Before we start our episode, let us thanks to our sponsor, the Sports Lawyer Masterclass. Sports Lawyer Masterclass is a platform where you can go and learn more about what is the sports law, how the FIFA regulation works, how the agents and intermediaries work. I will put the link down below where you can go and check that out. Hello everyone, welcome to the Sports Law Stage Podcast. My name is Tushar Kateria. I'll be the host for today's episode. In this episode, we have our guest, Mr. Shubham Jadhav, who is an Indian esports athlete. He played professionally FIFA in the PlayStation console. Apart from this, he graduated from the University of Mumbai recently. In the EISL, he represented Odisha Football Club. So, without wasting any time, let's head on to our podcast now. So, welcome Shubham, welcome to the Sports Law Stage Podcast. How are you now?
I'm very, very, very good right now. And thanks for inviting me for your podcast. I'm just very happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for accepting our invitation for such a short duration. So let's start with the first question. So how did your journey started as an e-sport player? Because you were there also a footballer in your youth. So yeah. Please tell us about it.
So it was a very constant switch since... I started playing football at the age of 14. And it was 12, I guess. And then I adapted to it very quickly and I loved the sport very much in and out. Mm. And there were trials for Mumbai FC of the under 15 inaugural I-League edition. And I-League, so it was, of course, a dream to be in the I-League. So I gave the trials, I got selected, and I was amongst the top 35 players right that time, and we used to practice because they were going to cut down to a squad of 24 or 25. So, and it was Mumbai FC, right? It was a big deal. So I used to practice with them, and then suddenly I got my ACL, my ligament tore, and then I sat for a year, tried to make a comeback, but somehow in my mind I always knew it's going to be very difficult because it's very difficult to come out of an ACL, of course. So then gradually, you know, it's simple. Every football fan in this world has once tried to touch the FIFA game, right? Mm-hmm. Because you are a football fan, right? You love football. So I did that. My friend had a PlayStation with him. So I just went there and played with him. I used to play FIFA on PC before that, but PC, it was just career mode, nothing online. Yeah. So he brought the PlayStation, I'm playing with him, and I managed to beat him, and that was my first time holding a controller. So I was like, okay, I asked him if I can come here and play with him regularly, and he said, yeah, okay, just come. So I started playing regularly, and it was still offline, okay, it was 2018, okay, I guess 4 years back now, and I'm still playing only offline mode, nothing online, not touching. So it was FIFA 19. When I just told him that I'll pay some bucks in your PlayStation account and I will start online. He's like, yeah, okay, you can do it. So I started the online gaming and I started matching these players who were literally trashing me. And there was, you must know Lokmanya. So Saransh, yeah. I used to match him. And there was one of my friend, Ritik. He was also a pro back then. He has stopped right now, but I hope he's going to be back. So I played him and I tried some new things and he was impressed with it. So he dropped me a text like, hi bro, where are you from? I was like, yo, I'm from Mumbai. And we got to talking and he introduced me to his group. And there was a group which also included Vanshaj. And so I started chilling with them on the parties. We played FIFA so much. It was FIFA 19 back then. And that was one of the reasons how I got into it. And I didn't have any idea, but Ritik was a pro too, right? So he used to go to tournaments and all. So then there was one, you know how first it used to be, right? FIFA tournaments in India in the gaming cafes. So there was one event in the gaming cafe here in Mumbai. So Ritik went and he told me, you also come. And Manshad was also there.
Hmm.
And there's one of our friend in the group, Ankit. He also played for East Bengal in the ESL. So he also came. And I met them personally for the first time. And it was very good meeting them. And I was just like, okay, I'll also register. I'll pay the $500 and play. And I didn't knew that even Saransh was going to come. Like said, Chandrana was also come. Lots of people came there, okay? So I lost my first game and I was out. And I was watching those guys play and it was so good to watch them. And I felt that I want to play this game because it's so good to watch. Like there are people watching you from the back in a small gaming cafe. I was like, okay, I'll start. Then I regularly started practicing against this Ritik, Vanshaj, Ankit. We used to play regularly and then lockdown came. So FIFA 20, it was lockdown. All we used to do is wake up, play games, sleep, wake up, play games, sleep, nothing. And you know, when you constantly keep playing against people, you become good at it.
Yeah.
You learn from them. So then I slowly started getting into the pro scene. I saw people were doing this, people were doing that. And remember that time India wasn't eligible to play any tournaments outside of India. It was just this normal, all these things. There was some tournament here and there. Yeah. And one tournament, there was virtual Bundesliga.
Mm-hmm.
And people were very interested for that. So that was it. So I had no idea if I want to do anything in this thing. And then there is a mode called Foot Champions in FIFA Ultimate Team. So back then it was like 30 games per weekend and there were ranks. So 30, 27, 23. And I managed to hit 30 out of 30. I won 30 games in one weekend and I got myself into a top 100 on that week. And it is very hard to get top 100. And I guess there are only still to date, only 8 to 9 people who have done it in India. And then I was like, okay, I'm actually good at this. So post-lockdown, we were all playing normal tournaments. ESL by Nordwin. ESL was there. Not EISL. ESL was like, you must know, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So we used to play ESL Asia and this and that and that. And there wasn't a scope in FIFA. So then came FIFA 21. And suddenly we heard that India has got eligibility. Right. So, and we were put into the Middle Eastern region, which is possibly the second toughest region ever. Okay. And first is, of course, UK, the Europe, whole Europe.
Europe, UK, US.
You know how they play, right? So, Middle Eastern, we have Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah.
And Saudi Arabia consists of 2-time world champion MS Dosari.
Yeah.
So, we have no idea what to do in this circuit. So we started qualifying for the tournaments. And after that year, Charanjot was so close for qualifying for the World Cup playoffs. So on basis of the ranking, I finished 8th in India. And that was my first season. So I had no idea, but I did good. I heard from people that, I actually did good in this region particularly. To finish 8th in India is also... And I finished around 100 or 105 in the whole region, West Asia region. So for someone who didn't even put one single penny into the game and, was just constantly grinding, playing with normal players, it was a good season for me. So I was like, okay, I'm actually good at it and I can be professional in it. So on came FIFA 22 and FIFA 22 was possibly... I don't know how to, but a blessing in disguise, I can say. So FIFA 22 came, PlayStation 5 came, right? EA officially announced that this will be played on PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
The whole season will be on PlayStation 5. So we started playing PlayStation 5. And right now, I'm starting to consider myself, my next step was to get into India's top 5 and slowly. And we were put into South Asia region now for the first time, where we actually belong. And so we will have opponents from, I guess, Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia,
South Korea.
South Korea, of course. So this, they were all in it. So, and I was very pumped. You, like, I got, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I got from a scalper PlayStation 5 my console. Because you know how tough it is to get PlayStation 5, right?
Yeah.
So I gave my everything. My mom, like, to be honest, we are not that financially secured, my family. So it was very difficult to convince my mom. But I told my mom that I'll myself buy and just help me with some bucks and I'll get it. So I got the PS5. I'm very excited. Okay. I'm constantly grinding, grinding. And there was the first tournament of the year. It was it was organized by Amazon Great India Festival. Okay.
Yeah.
And everyone was playing and I finished second in it. I lost to Charanjot in the final. But for someone coming so quickly into the scene, it was really good. And I was happy that, okay, I'm getting into the scene. I can do this. So again, I am still a free agent in FIFA 22 also. And then Nordwin suddenly comes in and announces that there's going to be an EISL. Yeah. I feel like the journey part is over, right? Your first question is over.
Yeah.
I pretty much said that. But then the EISL came and yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, it's really good that you talk about how your journey started. Yeah. So next question would be, how is your experience till now as an esport player? Because you already played so many tournaments, you already played EISL, you were so close to qualify for the next round in the international event. So how was your experience till now?
Till now, it's actually very good. And, you know, I'm grateful for Nordwin to bringing in the EISL. So, you know, now we have a platform to play and we can ourselves create a brand for, you know, ourselves through them. And so I'm very grateful for that. And the journey in the esports has been very okay right now because my expectations are very high. And I like to keep my expectations high because I've set myself some goals and I want to anyhow reach towards it. But also enjoy my journey. So yeah, that's about it. Like the journey is going on and hopefully it will go smoothly.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Yeah. So next question would be, how EISL was the game changer for the professional esports player? Because you already talk about how Saransh Jain, you, Charanjot, you all were already in touch and you all playing at the same platform. Even Imad, who was one of our guests in the podcast. So how's that happen?
So when Nordwin announced EISL, I was very happy. And you finally... As you know, I dreamt of being a footballer, but I had to switch it up. And now, because of them, because of Nordwin, the FSDL, the Reliance Corporation, because of them, I'm getting to pursue my dream. So, very, very grateful to them. And bringing in the league, the National League, was so important for the growth of our FIFA esports in India. Because now people talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, like... Like there are every ISL club has two players in the team who are playing FIFA and audience got into it and that was very awesome. Like, you know, there were fans texting us before the game, like, yeah, let's go, you can win it, let's keep the momentum going, this, that. And there were also sad times when we weren't getting the win. So it was a proper feeling of an athlete. And now I am an athlete, I feel like we are an athlete. So yeah, it was very good. EISL, and shout out to Nordwin Ops team also, the operation team. They were legends, man, to, you know, take care of us for 4 months. It's not an easy job, of course, in a bio bubble. So shout out to them.
Yeah. So next question would be, how was the preparation was before the game and after and during the game? How is your preparation started? So, and what is your mindset during playing the game in the match?
So I'll tell you one fact about the tournament. Like, I prepared myself so strong mentally that I didn't care who my opponent was, right? Because now I've got my dream completed and I'm representing an official football club. So, I'm like, the stakes are very high. Like, I don't want to, you know, like my expectations are very high and I wanna get there. So at the start, I went unbeaten till half the season. Individually, I didn't lose a game. I was so strong, like I conceded the least amount of goals at the start, and I was, and even though we were playing a different version, right, we were playing on the PS4 version, so it was very difficult for me to adapt to. But that mentality thing came up, like I don't care whatever barrier comes in front of me, I'm here to pursue my dream, and yeah, I'm here to represent Odisha right now, so I can't let them down. And so that, and preparations were actually very good. Like I used to wake up early on the game days and then like just talk with my family first, and just they used to like give me the blessings and stuff. And then just while leaving for the like I'm very into, like I'm a very fashion guy, you can say. I like fashion, so I used to keep my kit in the other bag. I used to dress up and wear my AirPods and just like a proper athlete. Don't care about any other thing. Just listen to my songs, the songs I had for before the game, and just go straight into the, you know, in the studio. So it was a proper athlete feeling, and I actually miss that very much. Like I can give anything to go back to it and keep playing, you know, keep playing regularly. So yeah, that's about it. That was the mindset.
Because you, the vibe that you are giving me right now, because I saw Yuvraj Singh very closely, and I used to play in the, I used to play cricket, so I frequently go to the Green Park Stadium. So you see, a lot of the players used to come, and you give me that vibe of Yuvraj Singh, dress up like an athlete, and putting a AirPods and enjoying it in his own vibe. So you're giving that kind of vibe. So I'm happy to see that.
You can see the NBA players, right, when they enter the arena, so like that. That is so awesome, and I hope we bring that vibe here also, you know. It's so crazy to watch them, you know, dress up and go to the games and then turn up into their kits and just forget about the whole world and play the game. So yeah, that is what I love being an athlete, man. So I had to pursue that dream, and I did that.
Yeah, so our next question would be, you see right now the Indian contingent who's going to represent India at the FIFA Global E Series, you see Saransh Jain and Charan Jodh, they all both will be in that international event. And this is the first time that the Indian team is going to be in that tournament. How what are your views, and what do you want to wish to the Saransh and Charan Jodh? And any tips to them?
Yeah, so I like, we give each other a lot of tips. And as I told you earlier, like I am being around Saransh a lot lately. As I said, that he gives me his footage and I see it and we just talk about it. He's playing lots of players. He's currently in London right now, him and Charan Jodh. So basically, currently they are not with the national team. They are representing themselves and their organization. So they are trying to qualify for the World Cup. They are in the playoffs right now, which is a very, very big thing. Very shout out to them. They finished top two in our region in the global series. That's why they are there. Even though Saransh qualified from ISL 2, but he was the number one ranked. So you got to give credit to them. And I just hope that they somehow get into the World Cup also individually. So they represent their organization in a proper way. Of course, India also. To see them in the World Cup will be very good. And talking about the E-Nations, I mean, Indian national team in a World Cup, like this are the stuff you dream of, right? And we want to see our main football national team also one day at the World Cup. But I guess this is the start. Our esports team is here. We are in the top, like we are ranked 16, I guess, right now in the FIFA E rankings. And it's about time people around India start noticing us, and you know, even the organizations start noting us. And let's hope we, because of this World Cup thing, FIFA esports grow more bigger. I just hope they can, you know,
absolutely, like, it will.
I'll wish them all the best for the whole tournament. Like, I'll wish them personally also, but from here also, like, I hope they do us very good. And there's also Sid Chandrana. So there are three of these guys who are playing the World Cup for the national team. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, all three of them, hopefully they clutch it up.
Yeah, it we can all wish them good luck, because this is the first time it's one of the major tournaments that India got qualified other than BGMI or PUBG or Valorant.
Yeah,
that's
and of course to dominate in the South Asia region is not a really easy thing.
It's a big thing.
And the fact that our FIFA has done that, it's a very, very big thing. And that's like they are I feel like they are setting a benchmark now that FIFA esports is here in India and we are at the top. Like, it's not a joke to be in the top 20 in the whole world. FIFA is a very difficult game to play. It takes a lot of mental strength to, you know, keep being focused. And I just hope like we can set a benchmark now.
Yeah. So moving on to the next question. How can esports organization should set up esports academy for the upcoming players? You see, in Europe, you see Ajax Football Club. They have esports academy of their own where young youth esports player come on board and they train them, giving them all the facilities. Likewise, in India, we have seen SITUL. Yeah, here it is. So SITUL, there is Godlike, Orangutan, Team Insane, Hydra. They already have their own boot camp. But what the one thing is lacking is about the academies, esports academy. What are your views on it? Because it's really important to if we having a very sustainable esports ecosystem right now in India.
So, see, as everyone knows now, esports is going to boom, of course, in our country.
Yeah.
And mobile esports is already there, man. Like,
yeah.
It can only keep growing. Speaking of FIFA, so at the moment, I feel like organizations still are getting to know about this, right? So, I have been personally in talks with 2 to 3 organizations here in India, but still in talks, right? And at the moment, I'm at an age where I need an organization, right? I can't be free agent every year and just hope that ISL comes in and helps me. Because at the end of the day, you also have to look after your family, your financial system. And I feel like I hope that Indian organizations start looking into it. Even personally, if I feel like there are less tournaments of FIFA. That's why they are very, you know, confused if or not to invest in FIFA. But considering the fact that we are in a World Cup, should at least like make their mindset that, okay, we are doing big things around here. And I talked to Shiva sir recently, the CEO of Sky Esports Gaming. And I texted him, sir, can you please try to keep more tournaments of FIFA too. And he was like, yeah, soon, don't worry about it. So I'm very happy that Shivasar is also looking after it, because they recently kept the Valorant tournament and I saw it and that was very awesome. So we need FIFA tournaments a lot in India to get the Indian organizations, right? Like Godlike, Orangutan and all, to get us interested. We need to keep Indian tournaments.
Yeah.
But for me personally, to grow, as you mentioned Ajax, right? You mentioned Ajax. ISL clubs. There's only one club who has their esports team, and that's Mumbai City right now.
Yeah.
Because of the City Football Group.
City Football Group, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's easy, right? Like, it's not easy, but it can be made easy. ISL clubs to have their esports team. Because it makes sense. It legit makes sense. Every club, if every club has 2 to 3 players in their, you know, in their esports team and one esports manager, like it will be a proper structure then. We, like every club as an esports team also, I guess every team, like 20 to 30% teams have their esports team now in all around the world. Ajax has one, Bayern has one. There are lots of clubs that have their esports team. And I want to pitch this idea to someone, but I can't. But so let's hope they get this idea through this medium. But I just wish it's like I want Indian organizations like Godlike, Orangutan and all to get involved too. But more importantly, I also want ISL clubs to involve, because that is beneficial in a structural wise to see him now. Because I can't reveal the contract details, but it was only ISL for us.
Yeah.
Other than that, the ISL clubs weren't involved. So I want them, ISL clubs, to be involved the whole year. Like, pass out yearly contracts to the players. That will be very good. And I feel like if we can somehow do that, then FIFA esports is just going to keep going up and up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So let's move on to our next question. What do you see the future of FIFA as an esport in India?
I see it growing to a level where we are going to be the powerhouses of FIFA esport. And I know that because I play it personally. And even if me competing and not getting there won't do, I'll try somehow to be there in the FIFA esports. Me and I've talked with the other boys who are now veterans of the scene too. And we just gonna be in the FIFA sector for a long, long time and make sure that our country is the powerhouse of the FIFA esports. Just like England, Argentina and others. They are literally the powerhouses of FIFA esports right now. Of course, Saudi Arabia too. You can't miss them. So, yeah. And hopefully we create a world champion one day.
Yeah. So, what are your futures for in the next coming years? What are you planning to do now?
So, right now the whole focus is going to be competing. But sadly, there's one biggest part that comes in between is the being a free agent for the global series, right? So global series, most of the players have their organizations. So their organization invest in them to so they buy FIFA points from it and then get good players. So personally, I can't put in my own money because it's going to be very difficult. So if I'm going into a season free agent, it's going to be very difficult for me to compete in globally. Right, ISL is totally different. ISL, you get unlock accounts, you get access to every player. So hopefully soon enough I get signed, and then I can, like, I have shown my levels. People around me, people around the circuit know that if there's an equal team, every player has an equal team, then yeah, of course everyone is at the same level. So me being playing this globally with a team that is not that good enough and still getting results, it's a very big thing. And I hope that somehow I get signed with someone and then I can actually show them that what I'm capable of. I'm in talks with some of the teams, but let's see where it goes. There's still time for the new season. And yes. And of course, the next dream is going to be to win the ISL. And of course, man, who doesn't dream of winning their own league? So, and to stay in the league consistently and be a player that sets a benchmark that, oh, he is going to be here for a long time. Not just for one season, two season. I want to be here, like, till I want to compete. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's really good to have you on board, Shubham. And thank you so much for coming on board and recording a podcast with us. We can wish you all the best for all the future endeavors. So, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you everyone for hooking up till the end of this podcast. If you really like this episode, make sure that you like, share and subscribe our channel. If you are listening from our Spotify, Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts and any other podcasting streaming line, go and follow our podcast channel. Apart from this, also go and check the Sports Law Masterclass where you can go and learn more about this sports law. So we will meet in our next episode. Until then, goodbye everyone.